The school district is providing more than $2 million to maintain services for as many as 10,000 homeless students in the city. The story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
City Council member Isaiah Thomas stood behind a couch in the mayor's reception room saying, as a basketball coach, he's seen homeless students struggle.
Homeless looks like a young person staying with their grandmom for a month, or staying with a friend for a month, or couch surfing to a person's house that might not even necessarily be their bloodline family.
Thomas and Superintendent Tony Watlington said COVID relief funds paying for aid to students experiencing homelessness expired in June, but they said the district has just allocated $2.3 million out of its general fund to pay social service agencies, including Valley Youth House, where program supervisor Quadira Locus says students get help to stay in school.
We have gift cards, ShopRite cards. We're able to help with utilities, transportation, get uniforms.
The funding only runs through next June, and Thomas said a structural solution is necessary. At City Hall, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.